This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to Elazar ben Matya, Rabbi Elazar ben Matya, who was a Tana of the third generation, one of the sages of Yavne. According to the medieval Portuguese writer, Rabbi Avraham Zacuto, his father was Rabbi Matya ben Cheresh, but the 19th century specialist on Tanaim and Amoraim, Rabbi Avraham Hyman, says it can't be because it doesn't make sense chronologically. He was a student of Rabbi Tarfon and most likely Rabbi Akiva as well, and he was known for being proficient in 70 languages. Now, there is actually in Jewish history another very famous Elazar ben Matya. He was one of the Maccabees, right? One of the brothers of Yehuda Maccabee, the sons of Mattisyahu. Hence, Matya is actually a diminutive of Mattisyahu. And what he's especially famous for is the Battle of Beit Tzur, in which they were encountering the horrific, terrifying war elephants that the Syrian Greeks had brought in to fight against the Jewish rebels. At one of these battles at Beit Tzur, Elazar ben Matya saw people in the turrets, like soldiers on the top of these elephants, and he thought, mistakenly as it turned out, that Antiochus himself was actually in one of the turrets. So courageously, he ran up to the elephant, slid underneath it, and stabbed it from below, causing the elephant to die and the soldiers to tumble out of the turret. Unfortunately, the elephant fell directly on top of Elazar ben Matya and crushed him in this cruel manner. So that's the other Elazar ben Matya that's very famous in Jewish history. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.